Going to ask you to practice that breathing that we just learned, actually. So just for a few breaths, so just take a moment and find a good place where you won't be disturbed for about 20 minutes. And just start breathing. So feel your belly first, feel your lungs, and up until your lungs are completely filled, and then just empty it. Also empty it completely. And let go of everything. And you can feel your body going like, oh yeah, that feels good. Right, and even that breathing activates the solar plexus movement, so it also stimulates the digestive system. And usually when we're stressed, as you mentioned, I think, Elena, we sometimes have our belly a bit tight, right? And this breathing also helps relax the stomach. So just do that for a few breaths. You can also, if you want, incorporate a counting with that breathing. You can inhale, counting up to four, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and then exhale, counting up till 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you exhale a bit longer than you inhale. So get in a comfortable position. Better if you stay seated and uncross your legs and hands. And that's a moment for you, okay? So get comfortable. You're going to take a break here, a break for yourself, and it's going to be pleasant. So if you haven't done so yet, you can just slightly close your eyes and keep on breathing the way I mentioned. Inhale, counting up to four, and exhale, counting up to eight. You can practice this breathing just three or four times as I speak, and then you can go back to your normal breath and just listen to my voice. That's the only thing that you need to do. And if at some point during this exercise your mind wanders around, that's okay. Just when you notice it, just come back to my voice. Now please put your attention on your scalp, and I will invite you to imagine that you are the hairdresser. You're getting your hair cut. Can you all see that? I'm sure you can, because we've got a great visualization capacity. And just remember now how it feels when you're at the hairdresser to have your scalp slightly massaged as you're having your hair cleaned. And as you imagine this, you might actually feel some tingling sensation on your scalp. And this helps you to relax. And now just let that relaxing feeling go down to your face. And notice if you can perceive any tension on your face. If that's the case, just relax. Relax your eyelids. Relax your cheeks. Relax your forehead, your jaw, your ears, even your tongue. Let that relaxing feeling just flow down your whole body. Now relax your neck and your shoulders. Just let them drop. And if for some reason it feels a bit difficult for you to relax, try that. First, you identify what it feels a bit tense or where it's hard to relax. And then you start to tense it more, the tighter you can. And then just let it go. And now you can experiment that relaxing sensation. And let it flow all along your body. So relax your shoulders, relax your arms, relax your hands. You don't need to carry anything right now. You don't need to support anything right now. Relax your chest. And each breath you take, you relax a little bit more. Even if it's just a little bit more relaxed than usual. Here you're opening up a space for a little bit more relaxation than usual. And then again, maybe this is really easy for you to relax, and in that case, it's perfect. Just allow it to happen completely relaxed. Your breathing is calm. And you let that relaxing feeling go down in your stomach now and into your guts, relaxing all your organs. You might be experiencing this relaxing feeling as a warm flow, maybe. Or some of you might visualize some kind of light going down your spine, vertebrae by vertebrae. Slowly wrapping around you a warm, comfy, cozy feeling. And it's nice to let that happen. Relax your guts, you're safe. In that very moment, right now, you are safe. This is a safe space where you can always come back. Even if it's just a few minutes now and then during your day. It's the feeling that you're teaching to your body and to your mind, and that you can access again anytime. So let's keep on relaxing your body a little more. Let that feeling go down your legs now. Maybe you feel your legs tingling a little bit. That warm relaxation. Go down your legs, your thighs, your knees, your calf, and your feet. Even the sole of your feet. Now that your body's completely relaxed, from head to toe, you notice how good that feels. And just notice how, by directing your mind, directing your thoughts, you are able to reach a more relaxed state than before. Now just imagine that all the tensions that you might have been storing in your body are leaving you through your feet, coming all the way down from your head, through your body, down your feet and into the earth. You can even imagine that there's a slight rain pouring down on you and taking all those tensions away into the earth. That's a very nice metaphor because the earth has this amazing power to recycle things that we think are spoiled. And just as the earth changes carbon into diamond, or as it turns an old apple into nutrients for a new apple tree to grow, you can do exactly the same. You can simply imagine that all your tensions go down your body into the earth. This is a simple metaphor, an image, a message you are sending to your mind. And that is the language your mind understands. Every single image you hold in your mind automatically induces a physiological response into your body. So continue to visualize this. Picture all pressure, tension, worry, fear, sadness, uncertainty, or whatever you have been storing in your body. Imagine it's just washed away by gentle and warm rain, down into the earth. And once you feel completely relaxed and calm, imagine that your feet are connected further down into the ground through some roots. And those roots now start to absorb nutrients, energy, strength, support, resources from this rich soil. And again, it's just an image, it's just a metaphor, it's the language your brain understands. Just like when you dream. And as you stimulate your imagination and feel the reaction it has on your body, you're engaging different parts of your brain, helping to become more flexible and more balanced. See yourself deeply rooted in the earth, absorbing all the energy you need, all the strength you need, all the resources you need, and pull it up into your body. And there's no right or wrong way to experience this. We all have our own way, our own internal world. So you can picture this as you like. Maybe as a feeling, maybe as a light, or any other way you feel right for you. Pull it up into your legs, to your calf, your knees, your tights, your guts. Recharging all of your organs. Feel them with energy, strength, light, support. Because you are already full of resources inside of you. And by offering this image to your brain, you're telling your mind and body, okay, look for my resources. Look for ways I can be more resilient. So now continue to imagine those nutrients, energy, resources, filling up your body, your chest, giving you strength, giving you motivation, giving you drive, fuel to keep on doing the great work that you're doing, to keep on following your purpose. Feel your arms full of strength and your hands full of energy. And pull up the supporting feeling all the way up your spine into your head, filling you up completely and spreading this good vibe around you. Notice, feel how strong you are, how resourceful you are, and how powerful you are, thanks to your imagination. Just by guiding your thoughts, you're able to let go of all that needed to go, and you are able to recharge yourself. So I'm going to stay silent for just a moment. And please take this time to really fill yourself up and absorb. Drink this powerful state and anchor it within you. And by practicing this exercise, you are actually creating new neural pathways. You're creating new strategies for yourself. You're teaching your brain and your body a new possibility, a new way of coping. And now whenever you want to access this resourceful state, you can just simply take a few full and deep breaths, relax your body from head to toe, and hold some resourceful images in your imagination that help you relax and that help you recharge. And then you can go back to your day. You can do this in a few minutes when needed, and also practice longer when you can. It's very simple, and yet it has a great positive impact on your body, on your physical and emotional state, on your capacity to be more flexible, to get new ideas, to think out of the box, to get unstuck. Practicing this exercise will build your muscle of resilience. And every time you practice, it will become easier. And you'll be more relaxed each time. You'll be able to reach deeper levels of relaxation. By doing this, you are offering to yourself a space, a moment, to choose a different reaction than the fight or flight response that is initially induced by a stressor. You cannot have control over external events. You cannot control the initial reptilian brain response that some events might induce. But you can have control over how you react then. How long you stay in this reptilian brain response. And this is precious. This is the small difference that makes a big difference. And so now please start to notice your environment again. The chair you're sitting in. Feel your feet and hands waking up. And whenever you feel ready to come back to a fully awakened state, feeling more relaxed than before, feeling more resourceful than before, you can gently open your eyes, drink some water, and turn your camera back on so we can have an experience.